Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. This weekend, by the way, and I was pushing Dustin for Sunday, your first place Cleveland Guardians are back in town. Red Sox this weekend, Twins next week, Yankees next weekend. So a long homestand. Today, the team lost 1-0 to the Twins, but if everybody was kind of watching over the last week, playing the Dodgers, they take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. The big money, big market, former world champion Dodgers, you know, the Guardians went in there and smacked them, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Then they take 2 out of 3 from the Twins, who were in first place. Twins spent this summer or this winter going out and getting Sonny Gray. They signed Correa to big money, and all we did here in Cleveland was go, oh, Dolan's cheap. We're not signing anybody. Our biggest signing's Maley. We suck. We're going to be horrible. And all of a sudden, and the Guardians, who don't do a good job, by the way, of telling us anything, they quietly were like, watch these kids. All of a sudden, Naylor, Jimenez, Kwan, all these guys have come up and played so well that all of a sudden there's a little bit of a log jam. Like Dustin, yet last night, Franmil didn't play. Miller played instead of Naylor. Naylor DH'd. And then today, you know, there's always an odd man out because this team actually has some organizational depth. And they're in first place. And I guess we could throw it out there, and we should, at 216-578-0092. Have you been paying attention? Have you been watching? And will you go this weekend? You know, Chris Mad Dog Russo was on the Midday Show today And we played the clip at the 5 at 5. I mean, you know, he's kind of saying, and look, I want to see the fans come back. And I'm looking at my Twitter already at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. And Twitter mentions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. You know, I got a guy on here telling me, Dustin, 216 diehard, front office made it political, and he doesn't know if he's coming back with the name change. Aren't we past that by now? It's June 23rd. Yes? No? What do you think?
Sorry, we're just... Dave, can you finish that read?
Yes.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
We got to pay the bill.
I want to make sure you get
gotta,
it all.
Thank you, Dave. Dave bailed me out.
Yeah, there you go.
Are we past that or no?
You'd think we would be, right?
The team's fun.
They're fun. They're good.
Put the games on. Watch them.
Yeah.
They're
and
our
go,
team.
Right? Hey,
they're our team.
We got the clip. Clip number 2 from the 5 at 5, David. This is Christopher Mad Dog Russo talking about the Guardians.
Give them credit, you know, and I don't see any reason why they can't be in this situation all year long. They would make a trade, a minor one, but they would do something. They would augment the team at the deadline. I don't think the White Sox and Twins are running away and hiding. So, I mean, they're going to have the Yankees off the schedule once this next homestand fourth is over. So I think they got a chance to be right in the mix in September. Now, the one thing, you can't count any extra playoff team coming out of that Central, because with the Tampa, Toronto, Boston, and the Yankees, there is a chance that all four of those teams, they'll be four in the playoffs, which means only divisional winners in the other two divisions. Houston, fair enough, only them, but probably only the one team in the Central. So I don't know if there'll be a fallback position for them if they don't win the division where they can sneak in, because you got to figure Tampa, Boston, and Toronto could be the other three teams. But, hey, listen, give the Guardians a lot of credit. He's a good GM, sure enough. Antonetti is excellent. He knows what he's doing out of that Shapiro crew, and they got a great manager. You put everything together, here you go. I like to see some fans. I like to see, you know, not 16,000 on a Friday night in June. I like to see some people show up. I understand that, you know, they're a little down on a name change, maybe a little down on ownership. They don't think it's real, but I do like to see the fans show up. We all know how good a sports town it is.
Yeah, Mad Dog was the one that said
calling them out a little bit.
It's the best sports town in America, you know, the other day, which was a bit surprising, but cool. But yeah, I mean, Guardians attendance right now is 26th out of 30 teams, Dustin. Only Tampa, Pittsburgh, Miami, and Oakland are worse. That's a joke. All this franchise does is win. All they do is go to the playoffs. They get the best player in the game. He's the most fun player to watch, Jose Ramirez.
Yep.
Are we still sitting here on 26th in attendance? I don't like the name change. Oh, shut up. So sick of it. We're in first place. Let's go. I don't understand. Yes, the payroll's low. Yes, we finally got a minority owner in here. I get it. But if you're not watching this team, you're missing out. You are missing out.
I do think people watch. I just don't think they go.
Why?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you want to go?
Yeah, I don't know. Todd out.
Well, hold on a minute.
I don't like I actually don't like going on hot days and sitting out there and just baking.
But hold on a minute.
Like, it's going to be 90 degrees on Saturday.
The team next door hasn't done anything since LeBron left. Nothing. All right, now, last year was pretty decent, okay, but they didn't make the playoffs. But they packed that place, don't they?
Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder.
Right? Now, I get it. The NBA is more popular. I get it. MLB turned you off with the lockout and all this stuff, and they started the season late. They have no idea how to market their players. I get some of that, but 14,000? And yeah. April, May attendance, I know. But this weekend, to me, tickets are pretty cheap. Go. I mean, support this team. We're in first place. Do I have to
say I guess,
like a whining?
I feel like we do this all the time.
I know.
We go down this road, and the team just keeps winning. Like you said, they're good. They're going to the postseason pretty consistently.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not the team. Maybe it's not the owners. Maybe it's the fans.
I don't mean it. You know, when people walk around other cities and go and have a discussion with friends, whether it's friends from college or camp or high school, whatever, and you say, great baseball towns. What's a great base? Like Dustin, right now, best baseball town there is what in your mind?
Best baseball town in America?
Yeah. Like what's a great baseball town that you go, man, that's a baseball town?
Chicago.
Chicago, St. Louis, right?
St. Louis, Boston, New York.
Like you go to a Cardinals game, like they're watching the game. Like they are so into the game. Like the Brewers, Milwaukee's a good baseball town. I don't think we're a great baseball town. I don't. We're a football town, first and foremost.
It is totally a football town.
It's a football town. But what doesn't make any sense is the football team, outside of a couple of years ago, has been a kind of a circus and hasn't won. The basketball team, when LeBron's not there, stinks. Like, but the one consistent winner, winning the AL Central, getting the World Series, being three outs away in 97, being, three outs away in 2016, if you want to say that. I mean, they've been pretty darn good. Antonetti, Chernoff, and Tito, they stay. They could have left. Mm-hmm. All of them could have left. They all stay. So, I don't know. I'd love to get some people's thoughts on it coming up next. I think that Dustin's right. I mean, maybe it is the fans. Hopefully we get good weather this weekend. I know this team's had like 17 rainouts already this year, right?
Not going to rain this weekend. It is going to be gorgeous.
Are you all in? Are you back in? For those of you that got out, maybe because ownership didn't spend this offseason, maybe because of the name change and all of those things, and are you paying attention? Because quite honestly, they're fun. They're young. You have four legitimate all-stars in Bieber, Class A, Jimenez, and Jose, who arguably is, Dustin, I would say, the best player in the game, right? Ramirez. So, you know, I'm a geeky fan. I mean, I host the Derry Brothers Guardians cast with my brother. We do a weekly podcast. But there are some, I mean, Dustin, you're more of a casual baseball fan, right?
I would say that's very fair to say.
Is that fair?
Casual is probably a little generous.
All right, well.
But I'll take it.
But you're involved.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Here's what I am. Like,
tell me.
I'm not a diehard baseball fan. I've admitted that since day one. Don't pretend to be a baseball expert. But I do love my local teams. I do. And when they're good, they're fun to watch. Cavs are my favorite team in town. Go to a lot of Cavaliers games. Obviously love the Browns as well. And the Indians/Guardians. You know, I when it comes to playoff time, like I watch playoff. Even when the Guardians or Indians are not in the playoffs, I love playoff baseball. I feel like it's totally different than the regular season because the regular season is so many games. It's just enough, right? But the postseason, I love. And this team looks like they're going to be a postseason team again.
They do.
And I'm starting to get a little fever. I got a fever.
Nice.
Need more cowbell.
All right, let's go to the phones. You have the controls.
Yes, I've got the controls. Let's start it off here on the Guardians with Jason. Jason, you're next up on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, Dustin. Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I didn't know the attendance was 26 out of 30 some that low.
Yes.
But it actually makes me happy. Not because I wish anything ill of the players. I do like a lot of the players, but I think Larry Dolan needs to be punished for the self-inflicted wound of changing the name of the team. Everyone's put up with his cheapness for years, and they would still support the team and go to the games if it was just his cheapness. But that was unnecessary. This is not some West Coast ultra-liberal town of Cleveland. They want to attract young people. They were not going because of the name of the Indians. No one cared it was the Indians. You had two protesters on opening day every year. It was a self-inflicted wound. You lost everybody over the age of 60. They've refused to watch it now. So what are you going to do? You don't have a young base that's really rabid about baseball. They watch it on Instagram. They watch the highlights. They don't sit there and have the patience to go through it. So until they change something and add like some augmented reality or whatever to the experience of going, you're going to have a hard time getting these young people, and you've just cost yourself a ton of money. So this is all Larry Dolan's fault. I'll still listen to Tom Hamilton on the radio sometimes, but I will not go to a game until he sells this team and they rename it something else.
All right, Jason. Thank you, man, for the phone call. You're entitled to your opinion. First of all, the owner is not Larry Dolan. It's Paul Dolan. That's number one. Larry is still alive, and I think Paul is holding out to eventually sell the team to David Blitzer, who's now the minority owner, so that he can try to win it for his dad before he passes away. Obviously, Jason's passionate about it, and that right there defines a lot of how the fans feel. I don't agree with it. I don't think the players have anything to do with the name change. I get it, but This team's playing very
well. I don't like the name
well.
Change either. If
but
I'm
you're
being,
over, but you're
I'm
over.
Being honest. But yeah, I'm over it. And also, I mean, everything still looks kind of the same. I mean, they got a new logo, I guess. But I mean, the jerseys almost look the identical.
Right, right. The logo with the G is terrible.
It's awful.
It's not good. It's not good. And I'm a Tribe/Guardians homer, and it's bad. And I think their marketing and how they handled things and the opening of the team shop when they had the gear, and I was there over Thanksgiving, has not been great. But to be quite honest, I at the end of the day, I watch the games for them to win. And they've been winning. They've won 7 series in a row. People are taking notice. So obviously Jason's done, or we're going to wait until Paul sells the team. That's on him. That's fine. Who's next?
Next up is Shane. Next up on the Fan. Shane, what's up?
Hey guys. Jason kind of stole my thunder because the nostalgia, baseball is a nostalgic sport. Mm-hmm. You took the nostalgia away when you took the Indians culture, the name, and everything else. People are not going to go and watch. They have no faith in the Dolans. They have no faith in the team. Not the guys that are playing. I feel sorry for those guys. But when the Cleveland Browns left here and went and became the Baltimore Ravens, nobody all of a sudden started rooting for the Baltimore Ravens when the Cleveland Browns didn't have a team. Nobody wants to root for a new team, and the name
it's
is
not a new it's not team, a new team, Shane. It's not a new team.
It is, though. It is.
No, it's you know, no, it's not. No, it's not. It's new, stop.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
You sound
until
like an
they
idiot.
Spend some money on some real players. Tito Francona is past it. Tito Francona is
oh
past.
My God.
He shouldn't even be coaching anymore.
Oh my
he should
God.
Have retired when he what 2 years
Dustin.
Ago when he was.
Dustin,
do you mean to let him go?
More youth in coaching. So more in an all-star besides the 4 you think that are on there.
4 that I think? Or anybody yes. else around baseball that watches? Do you watch the games? Andrés Giménez is yes, a 300 totally. Hitter, has an OPS over 800. He's better than Francisco Lindor. But you're worried about the
Man,
stupid
gonna,
name.
Like that last caller just said, you're going to have to convince a lot of people
okay.
that you lost because of the name change. You didn't have to change the name. There's a lot of teams out there that got names just like that. The Atlanta Braves, the Kansas City Chiefs, the Chicago Blackhawks. None of them changed their name.
Yeah.
All right, Shane. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Oh, my God.
Thank you for the call, Shane.
Oh, my God.
All right. I mean, I didn't think it was.
So it's a new team.
I didn't think it was a new team. I think it's got a new name.
Wow. Just wow. I get the. We're taking these calls and we're letting them talk, you know?
For sure.
I'm stunned. I got to be honest. Dustin and I were texting during the break.
You were going nuts, man.
I know the fans are. First of all, let me say something. All right. I'm not a regular on this station. I've been filling in since 2016. I'm a Clevelander, went to Orange High School. And let me tell you something. All right. I love the Browns. I was there on the 45-yard line watching John Elway go 98 yards. I was there. Okay. I was there in 2016 when Rajay hit the home run and my brother jumped into my arms like it was the greatest moment of my life. All right, I was there when Jordan hit the shot. I was there when Jordan scored 69 points. I was there for Jordan's second shot over Gerald Wilkins. I was there when the Cavs beat the Pistons. I was working for Detroit at the time to go to the finals. All those things. But like what gives me joy every single night in the summertime is to watch this baseball team. And I don't care what their name is. I don't love it. I didn't necessarily agree with it. I'm pretty down the middle politically, all these things. But just right now the team's playing so well. And Dustin and I are just trying to gauge the crowd, the fan interest. Like, hey, you're going to come out this weekend and watch them because they're really fun. And they play it the right way. And the first couple of callers are, Tito doesn't have it anymore. It's not even the real team. It's a new team because they changed the name. Dolan's got to sell. It's incredible to me. Incredible. I don't get it. Now, if this team was in last place and sucked, I would understand the fan apathy and angst, but holy hell, man.
All right, we got more calls in this. Let's try to get some reaction. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt wants to react to the last call, so maybe this will give us some perspective here. Kurt, you're next up.
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, these last two guys, they don't know what they're talking about. This is a great time for Cleveland baseball. I'm over 60 years old. I can't wait to get to the games. I can't wait to see them play every night. Tito's still one of the best managers in the league. I've had it.
Look, he messed up today. I mean, he probably should have pinch hit Quan or Josh in the seventh inning, but he's going to make mistakes. But if you look at the roster, you look at the payroll, and you look how young they are, youngest team in the league, Kurt, they're playing their ass off, man, and they're winning.
They're playing great.
They are.
I'm really enjoying it. It's just a joy to see every day.
I love it, man. Yep. Thank you for the
phone
call.
Thank you for the call, Kurt.
Kurt's into it. And that's the thing, Dustin's like, you know, if this was a mirage, if this was like the Royals last April of 2021 where they start off hot and they went, oh, Kansas City, and you knew it was going to – I'm not necessarily sure this is going to die down. You win with pitching. Bieber and McKenzie are top-notch. Quantrill's pitching well. Plesac did his job today. Bullpen's been decent. Like, and they're young and they got more guys coming. That's what's exciting about it. And I think with this minority owner coming as well, there's going to be some more money put in, which is important. They do need to spend. They do need to add. If they're at the deadline and they need
They better be adding at the deadline.
Have to.
There's
have
no
to.
Doubt.
They have to. I'm not saying they're going to trade their entire group of prospects, the Valeras, the Tyler Freemans, any of the Tanners down there, the pitchers, Burns, Bibby, any of these guys. They're not going to trade them all to go get Juan Soto and become the Yankees or Dodgers, but they are going to have to add, and I think they're going to do it. I do. They owe it to Tito and to the fan base, for sure.
They do. William, next up on the fan. William, how you doing?
Hey, Jens, I'm well. How are you?
Good.
Good, William.
So I just wanted to react to the two callers before the break and how adamantly I disagree with them. I'm a Cleveland native. I was raised as an Indians fan by my father, and I'm a proud Guardians fan today. And it's become clear over the last several months that there is a loud, vocal minority of fans that whenever baseball fans to begin with, they just wanted baseball on their terms. And it's frustrating to see, but I'm not sad that we're losing them as fans of this team because they're a fun team to watch. And then the second comment I have is, you know, as somebody who is into this team as much as you know, the average fan can be, the thing that's keeping me away from the stadium the most is the price of tickets. Every summer when spring training rolls around, I make these grand plans. I'm going to go to 20, 25, 30 games this year.
Yeah.
And when it's time to pony up, I bought three tickets for my father for this Sunday next Sunday against the Yankees on the 3rd. For three tickets, you know, very average seats, it's $260 just to get into the door. And then beers and hot dogs on top of that. You know, the backbone of this team and their fan base has always been the middle class. And if a middle class family, you know.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My father and his wife and his kids can't go to the ballpark, you know, on an affordable salary and have a nice day there. It goes from a couple times a summer thing to a once or twice a summer special occasion event. So that's my comment. That's what's keeping me away. I'll still go to as many games as my wallet allows, but I think that's a big driver for why the attendance is so low in a town like this.
Thanks, William.
It's interesting, Dustin. What do you think?
I feel like it's all relative, right? I mean, going to a baseball game here in Cleveland is much cheaper than going to a game in other markets. But he's right. I mean, yeah, if you want to go, especially to a you know, a Yankee game or a Red Sox game this weekend when they're playing, you know, the big market teams, it is going to be a little bit more expensive. But relatively speaking, the tickets are pretty cheap. Parking's not that bad. But I do get his point. Like, if you want to go to 20 games, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of dough. But for a game here, a game there, I think for the average fan, I think it's not too terribly expensive, right?
I mean, you know, I'm looking right now at upper bowl. Let's just say if you want to sit upper level, third base side, pretty decent seat, 564, $28. And I get that you're saying, if I want to sit down below, I want to sit in the lower bowl.
Yeah, dude, I'm not going to a game to sit up top.
Sorry. See, like, I'm okay with sitting high up. I just want to be in the stadium. I've gone to games at Comerica Park in Detroit when the Guardians were there by myself, and I'll go to the top row and sit there because I'm sick in the head. But, like,
you, what is $28,
$28 for upper bowl, that's a little more than I thought it was when I'm just looking as William was talking. But, you know, my wife and I went to Fenway a couple of weeks ago in Boston. I think we spent $60 a ticket. It was pretty good. But you're right. Parking was, you know, it's a lot to get
parking
there.
Parking at Fenway ain't cheap.
No, and the food at Fenway is awful. Awful. You get like a $9 slice of pizza, and it was a joke.
$12 beer?
I think the food at Progressive is good. I do, and I think it's worth it. But, yeah, you're right. Look, trying to go to a Cavs game, a lot of money for NBA right now. Tons. You know, the best move sometimes is 10 minutes before a game, if you go on StubHub or one of those sites, and prices come down.
Mm-hmm.
But looking in advance, like for Sunday – For the Red Sox game to sit past third base upper bowl and to pay $28, that's not what it used to be. That used to be a $12 ticket, you know? I get that. I see it.
Elliot is next on the fan. Elliot says he's got tickets for the games this weekend.
All right.
Here he is. Elliot, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Just want to say those last callers in the last segment were pretty lame.
Okay.
We're getting the other side now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to say I'm all in, man. I just went to my first game last year. I just watched Major League for the first time. Got tickets for two.
Wait, you just watched Major League for the first time?
How old are you,
yeah,
Elliot?
I'm only 22, but upgraded my cable this week so I can watch them at home, too. I'm all in, man.
Okay. Hey, listen. I was going to say, if you were a little older, I'd give you a hard time, but you're 22, so you still should. If you're a baseball fan, you should. Or an Indians Guardians
That's
fan,
the thing.
You should have
I was
seen
never
it,
really a big baseball fan. I was just listening to you guys for Browns talk, and then there's some baseball talk thrown in there. Became more of a fan.
Oh, that's cool. Well, listen,
that's another. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, thanks,
that's another thing, yeah. Dustin. Archie tweeted into me and said he switched cable providers twice, and Bally Sports keeps getting dropped. Mm. That's a problem.
Yes,
that's a huge problem. The fact that if you can't go and you can't get down there and you're working two jobs, and you're like, hey, look, I just can't afford it right now, but I want to really watch the games. And, yes, we are blessed to have Tom Hamilton and Rosie, and I get it. But, like, jeez, man, if you can't even see the games on your cable package because of some of the stuff that's going on, that is ridiculous. And MLB has got to do something about this blackout rule too, because you get on your phone.
What's going on there with the blackout rule? So you can't stream it on your phone?
Not unless you have the MLB package. But again, if you're in Cleveland and you get the MLB package, or you get even the MLB.TV, it gets blacked out.
So the only way to watch it here is if you have a cable provider, and like you have to use your login for Spectrum or whatever on your phone, right?
Correct.
That's the only way to locally watch it,
which is ridiculous. Especially a sport right now that, you know, it's not real popular with the casual sports.
They should make it easier to find these games. And frankly, even if it's like the NBA model, which lets you buy, I think, individual games if you want to. I don't know if they let you buy individual games in the same market, but everybody should. If you're an owner of Major League Baseball, don't you want everyone to be able to see your games?
Correct.
To grow your product?
Right. Right, because you're also
asinine.
And what commercials sometimes run during the games? Promotions for, hey, look, Jose Ramirez T-shirt night is tomorrow night. On last night's broadcast, Matt, Rick, and Dre, they were promoting the heck out of it, mm-hmm. so they get people down there to get the free T-shirt because the shirt's cool.
Yeah,
and so that's a problem if fans are like, oh, I didn't know about the shirts because they couldn't watch the game; they had to listen on the radio or follow on their phone.
And I assume tomorrow night's fireworks too, right? Friday night.
I believe so. I know it's
usually dollar dogs and fireworks on Fridays.
I know that. I could be Fridays is
misquoting that, but that's right. Typically been the case.
Yeah, there you go.
Spano's looking for us because that's what he does.
I know you're a big Dollar Dog Night fan.
It is Dollar Dog.
There it is.
There you go. See? So they'll have a good crowd tomorrow.
Yeah,
they'll have a good crowd, and it's the Red Sox
and good weather.
Actually, this whole weekend looks fun.
Nice.
Oh, they got other stuff?
Yeah, Saturday is the Shane Bieber jersey night.
There you go. John has been on hold the longest here. You're next up. John, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, man.
What's up, John?
I'm in my 30s. I grew up a massive, massive MLB fan. I watched Baseball Tonight every night. I literally drew my own baseball cards. And these days, I couldn't possibly care less about MLB. And it's a 20-year cycle of just fans getting the sense that there's always some sort of compromise in the team building. And good, I give the Indians / Guardians all the credit in the world for having a scrappy front office and for doing the best they can with what they have.
Yeah.
But it's not a model that attracts fans. It's just not. And I don't know how every sports league out there doesn't look at the NFL and observes that the whole league does better when every team is doing better and every fan base every year has the sense that their team could do something special if things line up for them. And MLB fans don't have that. It's ridiculous for owners to think that this is a sustainable model in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't attract casual fans. It drives away hardcore fans because anytime there's team success, they feel like there's a ticking time clock above all the good players' heads where as soon as things go down a little bit, they're all going to be shipped away and they have to start all over again. And the fact that the Indians / Guardians are decent to good in certain years, that's not enough to turn that around. And telling fans that they're wrong for being sick of that and not going to the game it's just counterproductive. The people are right. It's ridiculous. And after 20 years of this, it shouldn't be surprising to anybody.
Okay. Oh, John, thanks, appreciate John. The phone call. Dustin, I want to get more into what he had. He brought up a very interesting point that I think we should touch on. Because there is an MLB versus NFL sort of lock here. The caller before John, I thought, was good. Because he basically said, look, this isn't about the name change. This isn't about – he just thinks MLB's business model is horrible. And it's hard for him to root for a team that he doesn't think has a chance. And if you really think about it, like, yeah, the last weekend was so fun because we smacked the Dodgers. And, like, LA's payroll is, like, $300 million. And ours is like 60. And it's not a level playing field, Dustin. You know,
no,
that's
it's
like,
not even close.
You know, and I understand, like, you could make the argument, okay, well, Dustin played at football at Ohio State, and certainly they had better facilities and amenities and resources, wink, wink, at Ohio State than, let's say, when Dustin and his teammates were going to play in Bloomington against Indiana. Mm. Because Indiana is kind of a basketball school. My son goes there. Like, football program's not bad, but they don't have the facilities that they have in Columbus.
No.
So I guess I guess you could say that's a bit unfair. But like the NFL, you know, we sit here and go, all right, the Guardians are gonna have trouble because the Twins and White Sox spent so much money over the offseason, and it's not fair. And you're right, there's no salary cap, nor is there a salary floor in MLB. And yet they went through this, you know, lockout, and they finally had a collective bargaining agreement, but it didn't really change anything. Whereas, like the NFL, if you're a Jets fan, and let's say you're at training camp in August, and you're going, we really don't have any chance, but you have the same payroll as the Bills. What if Josh Allen gets hurt? You have the same payroll as the Patriots. What if Mac Jones goes down?
You're done.
You think in your head, we might have a chance. Whereas the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Cincinnati Reds, the Royals, and a few other teams in baseball, dude, they have no shot every year. Why should the Pirates, Dustin, exist? Right? Why be a Pirate?
Probably shouldn't.
You know, if you're doing sports talk in Pittsburgh, if you're Tim Benz.
One of the best parks in baseball, by the way.
PNC? Oh, yeah. Who's the guy that always fights with Ken and Anthony in the morning? The Pittsburgh
Filipino? Or yeah, is that his name, Filipino?
I think it's Filipone.
Filipone.
Yeah, the Pony Express.
The Pony Express, there you go.
But like Pony, they got to talk Steelers all year round and some Penguins. But why talk Pirates? I mean, they have no chance. They do not try. Their ownership does not care. It's that's a problem. That's a huge problem. You don't see that in
the
NBA.
And what's odd about that town is, as you mentioned, they're really good in their other major sports.
Right. And the Steelers are a perennial franchise.
Perennial, you know, playoff
team. Right.
Penguins have won multiple Stanley Cups, right?
Yeah. Gosh, I think Crosby's been there about 13, 14 years.
I can't believe he's still there. I was talking to a buddy the other day. We were talking hockey for some reason. And I'm like, I don't really know many hockey players. I know Sidney Crosby. And I'm like, yeah, he retired, right? No, he's still playing. Still playing.
The Lightning, they've won like, what, two or three in a row? Stamkos has been there forever, right?
They won the last two. I don't think they're going to win this one.
What are they down to, 3-1?
3-1, yes,
yeah. 3-1.
That game last night they needed.
Anyway, I see that argument more than some of our previous callers had said, you know, it's not our team anymore. Yes, it is. Come on. You think Andres Jimenez from last year, this year said, oh, I've joined a new team? No, they have a new name. I don't care what the name is. Let's win. Let's end this drought already. 1948 was a long time ago, man.
What are you chomping on over there?
Sorry. I
can tell. We've still got full lines, Matt. What do you want to do here? Do you want to get to the phones?
By the way, these are Diamond Teriyaki and Wasabi Walnuts. I've eaten nothing all day, so I had to have something, and it was a bad timing on me. So
milk was a bad choice.
I'm trying to eat healthier.
Keith just sent me a text. He's like, is he eating peanut butter?
No, I needed like one or two almonds walnuts, excuse me. Bad move.
I don't think I've ever had a walnut in my life.
A walnut?
A walnut, no.
What about almonds?
Yeah, of course.
These are teriyaki.
Who eats walnuts?
I'm sending you these teriyaki and wasabi walnuts.
I mean, it sounds good. Teriyaki and wasabi, anything sounds good.
They're good. About 3 months ago, I made the decision that I got to stop eating so much candy.
Oh, my God, bro. I eat so much candy.
Really?
I eat.
What's your go-to?
Oh, I well, it's really anything sour gummy bears.
Yeah, I like
bro.
Those.
Right?
Bro.
Yeah, I did drop a bro.
Yeah,
in
you
there.
Did. Like, it was hardcore bro.
That was a hardcore bro. I don't think I've said bro in a while.
I used to go through like 3 or 4 boxes of Dots a week.
Oh, yeah?
Like the movie candy, Dots. Yeah.
I've been eating. I'm on now.
You mean like off like a piece of paper? You like candy that you have to rip off paper?
No.
I'm talking about
the
chewy dots.
Oh, like my God. I thought you were talking about something else.
No, I know what you're talking about, Dave. Dots are the movie theater candy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yellow, right, yellow box. Yellow box.
And you have to chew them forever and they get stuck in your teeth?
Love it.
You love that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm on the Jolly Rancher Gummies Sour Train. If you haven't tried them,
all right,
they're incredible. And the Skittles gummies, which just came out.
Are they good? Yeah, I haven't.
They're amazing. But they recalled them because the packaging, like, apparently had metal in it or something.
We've eaten like 20 bags.
And we've had like 20 bags since.
Really?
But, yeah, now I can't find them anywhere. Oh, they've like pulled them off the shelf. So hopefully they come back. But
Dustin threw me a lemon head earlier in the show.
I did. Those are good.
I would throw you one, but you're 300 miles away.
Yeah, so it'd be hard to do.
Love it. All right, back to the phones.
Here we go. Ted has been on hold the longest and wants to talk a little Guardians. Ted, you are next on the Fan.
Yeah, compelling talk show tonight, guys.
Thank you, Ted.
But, Matt, I have to take issue. I know you said that you're a Clevelander by heart, but you've been away a long time. And
he's not really away, to be fair. I mean, he lives and dies with the Guardians every single day.
But
let me just back up. I'm a 68-year-old man.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of Indians, Guardians baseball, probably more than either of you two guys. And I think you're being unfair to the fan populace that has had the history of the ball club in their hearts for years.
Explain it, Ted. Why am I being unfair? You're saying, are you done with them?
Well, you said that, forget the name change. It's not 1948 anymore. Yeah. I go, you know what?
I didn't say that.
I haven't seen a championship in my lifetime.
And right.
I grew up with the name. When I was born, it was the Indians. And
correct.
Up until last year, it was the Indians. So, you know, for somebody to tell the average fan that they're racist, which is basically what they've said to the fan base, that, you know, despite what anybody says in their hearts, that how they perceive the ball club or the caricature or whatever you want to say was, you know, it's completely unfair to that group of fans. And I go, I'll take issue with the radio station. If it weren't for the fact that it's June and it's 4 weeks before training camp, you guys wouldn't even be talking baseball. Period. Well, it's 24/7 Browns round the clock. Except for now, when the Guardians go on a winning streak and they're pertinent, that you guys start talking baseball.
Well, to be fair, like during football season, and we've had those moments where the Guardians/Indians have been in the postseason, and yeah, you're 100% right, Ted. We do talk 85% Browns on this station. We do. Yes. It's a football town. The ratings prove it, man.
Right,
I'm telling you.
Right. So, I get that.
Ted, we do talk Guardians, Indians during the playoffs. I mean, they were in the World Series, and you know we're in the middle of football season, and we're talking Indians.
I have a group of fans, and I'll take my number off the air, but I'll buy an hour of station time every day to talk Guardians baseball.
Contact me. Ted, I love it. I think that's awesome. All right, put him on hold. Get his number.
Ted, thank you for the call. I don't think you have enough money to buy that hour.
I'm getting passionate. I'm passionate about the team, but I'm also not one to get Andy Roth on the phone and go, hey, when I fill in on whatever show I fill in on and chip in on the station, I love being a part of this staff. I'm not demanding baseball talk. I'm well aware it's a Browns town and a football town. And that's where our bread is buttered. But that's not the argument. I think he's saying, oh, now you guys are talking about him. Well, yeah, they're in first place, and it is June, and we would be offering a disservice to our listeners if we didn't bring this up.
Yeah. We've talked, home. I don't know, an hour and a half of Guardians today, maybe more.
Yeah.
No, definitely more. About 2 hours of Guardians talk today.
But yes, Ted, if it's 6:37 in 2 minutes, the Seahawks or the Panthers and Browns finalize a deal for Baker Mayfield, yeah, we'll move to it. We have to. We owe that to our listeners. But, I mean, I don't think that has any relevance to the, well, he's watched, you know, more baseball than both of us and he knows. Well, if you're frustrated that the team hasn't won and you've had enough, I get it. That's not the argument is this team right now has a chance and they're playing well. And I'm wondering why the attendance has been low and also why the interest level has been down.
So. One more before we break. Mike, next up on the fan. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mike.
Tell Ted to go clean the inside of his car out. And maybe he's got like a 1983 Topps card of like Gary Cooper or something that is wasting and withering away.
Cecil Cooper.
But, you know, I think a lot of people around here are withering away with the fact that like we have a great thing going on here, and they're not, you don't have to worry about how many people go down, you know, down to the corner of, you know, the street and whatever and go to the game. You know, because they give you every opportunity. You can bring water in. You can bring a sandwich in. You can do stuff. You know what I mean? I heard you earlier. Yeah, it was terrible food at Fenway and good because, you know what? I hate Boston because that's just the way I am. But anyway,
Where's this going?
You know, I mean,
well, it's happy hour.
You can figure out a way to do this. You know, no, I'm not trying to be a smartass.
No, you're not. You're fine.
I get it.
You know what I mean? But I mean, we've got a good thing going here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, Mike, we're up against.
Thanks, Mike,
thank you for the call.
Hey, we've had a lot of different takes today, Dustin. A lot
garden
of
variety.
Garden variety is right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.